The Henderson's Legendary Couch. Once upon a time in Seattle, the Henderson family faced a squishy problem. They needed a new couch for the fifth time in 4 years. In their cozy living room, George was shouting funny sayings, watching the feathers and fluff escaping from the latest couch casualty. "Gollywobbles," he exclaimed. "This couch is flatter than a pancake." Nancy, with a catalog as thick as a dictionary, was on a mission to find a couch that could survive their home. "This one looks sturdy," she declared, pointing at a couch with springs as strong as trampolines. Meanwhile, Sarah was on the phone, so loud that even the neighbors knew about the great couch quest. "You won't believe it," she bellowed, "but we're couch hunting again." Amidst all the chaos, Ernie and Harry were rumbling and tumbling like a pair of wild bears, their laughter echoing like thunder. "Not loud, really loud," giggled Ernie as he dodged a playful nudge from Harry. Sarah sighed and shook her head. "We must be the weirdest family in all of Seattle," she said with a smirk. But it wasn't just the family's antics that caused their couch's rapid decline. You see, Harry wasn't your average boy. He was the most well-known creature in American mythology, a Bigfoot. That's right, Harry was a gentle giant with feet so huge he could stomp puddles into ponds. His size and strength were no match for any ordinary couch. Each time he plopped down to watch cartoons or play video games, the furniture gave a creak and a groan, knowing its days were numbered. So the search for the ultimate Bigfoot-proof couch continued, with smiles and laughter filling the air. The Hendersons knew that as long as they had each other and a good place to sit, their family stories would always be filled with joy and the occasional need for furniture shopping,